Welcome to the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast. I'm here with my friend, Glenn Tickle.
I'm here with my friend, John Lunger, who I'm afraid is about to yell at me.
No, I'm not going to yell at you at all. I asked you to start recording so that there could be a historical account of this compliment. You look nice. Did you trim the beard, get a haircut?
I trimmed my beard a little bit.
Okay.
And my sweatshirt went through the wash instead of just being on my body all the time for weeks.
Yeah, I had to have the pep talk with myself the other day where I was like, all right, bud, you gotta change your pajama pants every day. It's bare minimum.
Oh, yeah.
It's bare minimum effort you have to do. Because like it's the weekend and I didn't have to leave the house, I gotta do at least that.
Yeah, you can wear pajama pants every day. That's fine, but you gotta rotate.
Switch them
up.
Yeah, no, I just was going from bed to work to bed.
Sweatshirts go a good couple of weeks, I think, before you have to wash them. They don't, but that's the approach I've taken.
Well, regardless, I can't smell you, and you're looking good, so that's nice.
Thank you. I think I smell good today. I took a shower. Got rid of some leaves in my yard this afternoon.
Just like
so I got all
over the fence into your neighbor's yard?
No, I have a leaf vac that every year when I take it out to get rid of the leaves, I'm convinced I'm missing a piece. And then I go to the hardware store to try to buy that piece and then realize that I just was trying to set it up wrong. I've done this every year for the past 3 years, I think.
Well, that's good. That's I think you're insane clinically.
Yeah.
Right? Doing the same thing and expecting different
over
results.
And over, yeah. Well, it's not that I expect different results, it's that I forget the results. And then, because I only do it once a year.
Right.
Like leaves, normally I just hit them with the mower and mulch them down. But my yard's fenced in and there's a bunch of big trees behind it. So they would just get stuck otherwise. Mm-hmm. And there's ones like up against the fence that I have to take care of. Hence leaf vac.
All right. I'm bored of domestic.
No more leaf chat?
Yeah, no more leaf chat. Let's introduce this week's guest. So
Let's
thrilled
do it.
To have him on the show. Friend of the show. Very funny improviser. Very talented man who creates wonderful things, whether they be shows or costumes or characters. It's the one and only Daniel Moyer.
He's the best.
Hello.
What am I? Wahoo.
Welcome to the show.
Wahoo now. Hi. I know. Hello. I very early on in your show, I was fortunate to get a suggestion through. Damned if I could find what that was in your archives. I don't remember what the topic was back then, but I'm glad to be back now as an actual on my guest. This would be fun.
Glad to have you. I don't remember. I know your name's come up a couple of times.
Mm-hmm. I think you might have had more than one episode, if I'm being honest.
Oh my goodness, I might have missed one.
I don't know. That's all right. I don't remember either. So
all the more reason to go back and listen to the older ones. Now
we tend not to remember any of them.
Yeah, it's true. But hi, Daniel. How many years have we known each other now?
Oh my goodness, it might be six.
It's Are you serious?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
When I do my backwards thinking, like back to like improv classes before they even had numbers, I think it goes back almost 6 years now.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks for not murdering me.
No. Oh my God. No. You're fantastic.
You just say that to everybody.
Well, I tend to grade on people, so 6 years is a good run.
Oh yeah, you do.
Well, I grade on people as much as you do, so I.
Nonsense! You're both sweeties.
Aww. So what are we talking about today, Daniel? You got to pick the topic. We went over the normal rules: no people, something that's sort of more specific than a broad category, and something that you're not an expert in.
Okay, so to be fair, I had not listened to the last episode until just before this, and I was not aware that there were some brushes along with the topic that I have decided on. But maybe it's a nice like sort of transition. I would like to know more about the actual land of Canada. It confuses me.
Okay.
So Canada.
Yeah.
So the first thing I want to bring up is you're actually pronouncing it wrong, Daniel. I don't know if you know.
Out of the gate, you missed
out of the
one.
Gate. Yeah, it's Canada.
I like all the Canada just sounds so much more like floral and pretty.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. I think it's a lovely country. I've been there probably a dozen times. I don't know that floral would be one of the adjectives that jumped into my mind.
They got flowers there. I've not been there a dozen times. I've been there 3 or 4 times. I don't remember. My memory's terrible. I know I've been to Canada.
I've been twice.
I have photos of me there as proof.
Well, Daniel, you've been twice. So what were those two instances?
Right. Well, we just got our passports for the first time in our lives like 2 years ago. We've been to Niagara, which I had no idea was like the Jersey Shore, which is pretty cool. It was like a boardwalk. I was like, whoa, this is amazing. Like, there's like haunted houses and arcade games and this cool go-kart thing that we rode.
It is wild.
Oh my God. I just realized that you are the friend in my life that I want to go to Niagara Falls with. We would have so much fun. It's right. Oh my God. It's right up your alley. Like you have to have like an innate sense of whimsy to appreciate the dumpster fire tourist trap that is a objectively magnificent natural attraction.
Yeah, it's good stuff. And the 2 Thanksgivings ago, so this is actually an anniversary. We went to Montreal. Way more French than I knew it was going to be. Like French,
quite French, yes.
It's very French. Like
oui.
Got there and all the road signs were in French. I was like, oh, thank you, high school, because I would have been fucked. I'm sorry, is this PG?
Nope.
I mean, no, okay. Not really.
All right, cool.
So, you clearly didn't listen to the Kurt Griffith episode.
No. Okay. But yeah. Fortunately, I had 3 years of French, and I did pretty well. And even I have a friend who lives up there, and he was impressed with the French that I could speak, like how I would speak it. He said, you like don't even have an accent when you speak French. Like you're speaking it exactly right. And I'm like, well, I'm good at listening to people and picking up the little nuances.
Right, well, just fucking do
I'm
it
just
now.
Making fun of the people I've heard speak French before.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Do it now. Like you can't say that.
Do it. Yeah. I don't know that I could do the whole things like conversationally, like a guy in a store. He's like, say tu, and then I say, oui. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's amazing. Holy shit.
Yeah. Right. Fuck. I know. Just a little like,
I had a similar Montreal experience, but nobody complimented me.
I ordered dinner in French, and I don't know, and I would ask where things were in French, and like, you know, I don't know.
Okay. I think this is a lovely topic, but I do think it's a little bit too broad, so let's narrow down.
Well, can I just ask? I have like a list of questions you could like.
Oh, yeah, we've never done that before. Let's do
it.
Yeah. Oh, God, no one's ever came prepared.
Make sure that I help funnel it because
there
are specifics I don't comprehend.
Well, okay, let's go with your questions and then we'll see where that takes us.
This is so exciting. Honestly, no one has ever prepared. This is so great. We've never prepared.
No,
the only reason we've been doing this for 2 years is because it requires zero preparation. So this is uncharted territory, Daniel.
Okay. All right. So let's see. Who owns it? Like, is it French? Is it British? Is it its own thing?
It's Britain.
It's independent now, but it was like it was, the Queen was on their money and shit for a long time.
She still is on their money though.
Yeah.
Well, that's just because it's a nice lady. It's hard to change money.
Do you have any idea how expensive ink is?
Quebec was settled by the French, I believe, and has long been like, guys, we might peace out of here if that's all right.
And I think
they keep wanting to break off.
I think there was, they tried to do it one last time. And it was like, the resolution was like, if it doesn't pass this time, we're never doing it again or something like that. Air quotes I'm using. And it didn't. And they're still part of Canada.
Reluctantly, apparently.
No.
After the American Revolution, it popped off in France. And then France, like, we like what you guys did. We're going to do it way more violently, if that's cool. And then Canada did the opposite. They're just like, hey, we didn't know we could go. Is that, can we just, we'll keep you on the money for a while. Is that all right if we just leave? And at that point, Britain was just like, you know what? Fine. Like, it's like, it was their last kid leaving the nest, essentially. Yeah. They're like, oh, go ahead, buddy.
And yeah, and their older brother made such a stink about it that they're like, we already went through this. It's fine.
We don't want you to go all American on us.
Yeah, they ask so politely anyways. It was on brand.
Oh, we didn't think to do that. We're just
we only care about ourselves. Like, fuck your tea tax. We're making a
declaration.
Fuck your tea tax. We're throwing
your tea in that stupid bay.
Stupid fucking tea. And they're like, hey, is it okay if we just do our own thing?
Yeah, it's just you're all the way over there, you know.
Like, we'll come over, you know, we'll visit on the holidays.
We'll write.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll send stamps with your picture on them still, I think.
But Daniel, it is very important to me that you know that it's its own country now, right?
Okay, for sure.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah,
100%.
Because they seem like very involved with, like, I know Canadians and they're into like the royal family, and I'm like, well.
I mean, I know Americans into the royal family.
You know what? You're right. Right. So it's a thing, I guess. It's just a pop culture. But also, didn't Harry and his wife move to Canada?
I think they moved to Canada, right?
Correct.
Like, are they allowed to just live anywhere in the world, I guess?
They technically stepped back. This is a whole other topic, so I don't want to go too far down this rabbit hole. They stepped away from their official responsibilities in the royal family, so it's like they're over here, right? And they're doing their own thing. But here's the thing. She's American. You're right. But if you had the choice to live right now in 2020, if you had the choice to live in the United States or Canada, where are you going?
Right now, yeah, Canada, yes, please.
Yeah. Mm. You're still saying it wrong.
I love to say it that way. I'm sorry. Canada. So then what's a province? Like, is that like a state, or is that a whole different kind of breakup system? Like,
a bit like a state. They're bigger. There's not as many of them.
Oh, we got to name them.
Yeah. Quebec, mm-hmm. Manitoba, mm-hmm. Nova Scotia, Newfoundland.
Mm-hmm.
Prince Edward Montreal's Island. One. Is that its own?
I don't know. I think it is, but I could be wrong.
How many are there? Is it seven?
Northwest Territories, maybe? Is that one?
Yeah, or that sounds.
Or is that just a spot on the Brisk board game?
No, I think it might be. It's a little lazy as far as naming goes.
Well, you know, they got other
stuff. There's probably not a ton of people. Like, population density, everybody's kind of down towards the border.
See, that was another question you hit. Okay, like, I didn't know if, like, is everybody spread out? Like, I guess we're not here. We have density areas here, too, I suppose, yeah. So everybody...
No, I'm in the most densely populated state, New Jersey.
If you are familiar with our state of Maine, how the population is mainly in the southern part in Portland, and the further you go up, the more likely you are to see, like, Grizzly Man, it's sort of like that with Canada.
Okay.
The southern part is where most of the population is. The farther north that you go, the thinner the density gets.
I kind of think so. It's like Russia. Like, I was surprised when I saw like a population map of Russia. Like, they just live in like these little cities, like near the rest of the world, and the rest of Russia is apparently empty, nothing. Like wild land. So
it's similar, but I think there's a lot more Tim Hortons. Like, just in the middle of nowhere?
Yeah, probably just per capita more Tim Hortons in Canada than Russia.
Mm-hmm. I've driven through
a fair bit of Canada, and it was more or less like that. Like, you get to a city, and then you drive for 2 hours before you see anything but trees on the highway. But again, like, there's parts of the U.S. like that. I would say... The majority of the population probably lives in Toronto, Montreal,
Vancouver. You can maybe throw in Edmonton, Winnipeg.
Yeah, like there's people, I'm sure, all over, but just like sheer density wise.
This is extremely rural.
Yeah.
Mad rural.
Right. Yeah. When I was in, I went to Canada a bunch. I went once.
A dozen times, I've heard.
Yeah, I went like at least once in high school, but I went a bunch in college. And one time I was wearing a Flyers jersey, and I was walking from our hotel to the Tim Hortons next door. And in America, I imagine wearing a rival sports team, you would have gotten like flipped off or like yelled at. But this car drove by and they slowed down and rolled down their window and they're like, "Hey, we don't like the Flyers. They're not very good, huh?" And then drove away. And I was like, "Yeah, that's nice, I guess." It's my Tim Hortons hockey story. But yeah, rural. I don't know. Sorry. I really wanted to tell that story. It makes me happy.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Don't humor me, Daniel.
No.
It sounds like it's – I believe you, but it sounds made up. Like it sounds, I know, like, but it was, if you 100% were
real.
Put a Canadian scene in a movie, that's what it would,
yeah,
be.
Yeah, that's,
yeah,
it. That's,
but it happened, and I don't remember verbatim. This is like more than 20 years ago at this point. But
the last time I was there was actually not that long ago, because I also just got my passport for the first time like 2 years ago.
I'm really glad you boys got to use it before it turned into trash.
It's the only time I've used it. I got it because I was being considered for cruise line work. Remember when that was a thing? I didn't get it and I felt bad at the time, but now I was good decision, Disney. But I used it. I was doing shows in Buffalo, so I was like, I'm here, I have a whole day, I might as well cross the border to see what a functioning government feels like again for a little bit. I was a little worried that there was going to be like some kind of problem with me getting back across and I wouldn't be able to get to my show on time. But there was, it was an uneventful, I walked the footbridge across Niagara, walked around the Jersey Shore of Canada for a little bit, bought a hat cause it was cold, had lunch at Tim Hortons and then walked back to my car in the
Do you remember what you had?
I don't remember. I got coffee and a maple dip for sure. As that is my go-to Tim Hortons order. There's one in Jersey now and it's like just too far away to really like justify going to it. There's for one just Allen that Allen. Is there really? Oh, that's right, at the arena, right?
Yeah, but Glenn's not allowed in the state of Pennsylvania without quarantining for 14 days or a COVID test now, so he's not coming for a maple drip.
I'm just dip. Staying with you for 2 weeks.
I mean, you're more than welcome.
Probably like an egg sandwich. There's not like a lot of food items that they have. They have a few, but it's mostly like breakfast sandwiches and stuff.
My favorite Tim Hortons story was in Niagara. I turned around in line and I got a picture. There was this little boy, like maybe 7 or 8 years old.
So hold on, just really quick, really quick. You went to another country and took a picture of a little boy?
Yes. Well, you'll understand why in a second. He was completely head to toe dressed like Elvis Presley.
Oh, like, okay. Yeah,
like in studded, gemmed, middle of the day, rhinestone, giant glasses, and he had donut all over his face. And I just was like, oh my God, this is the best kid on the entire planet. And the mom was there and she was smiling. I'm like, can I please take my picture with your kid? She's like, sure. And I was like, this is the cutest thing. And he was just like, at the happiest donut Elvis kid I've ever seen in my life. And so like that always like makes me happy when I think.
I'm sure he was there for like some type of performance, but I also just I just want there to be a kid who just does that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that's what it felt
he's
like.
He's the Elvis kid. That's what he does every day. Gets up, puts on his little Elvis jumper.
He's the Elvis kid.
The other kids at school make fun of him, but they're polite about it because it's Canada and he doesn't mind. He believes in himself.
All right, Daniel, what else is on your list of questions?
On my list, was Alaska part of Canada and did we steal it or have a war for it? How did we end up with Canada? Alaska.
Did we
that
buy
was
Seward.
Yes, yeah, so we have Seward to blame for that. Did he buy it from Canada or did he buy it from Russia?
I think he bought it from Russia. I think it was Russia.
I think so too.
So it was never Canadian?
Well, there were indigenous people that were living in what we know as the country of Canada that before we were like, no, this is ours now.
I mean, there were and are in Alaska too, like before and after we bought it, they're like, oh, we don't, you guys can say, well, fine, whatever, whoever owns, we don't give a shit. We're going to keep, we'll be out here on the ice living our lives.
5 years ago in April when we first locked down, I watched the show about, it was the last person to like legally claim land. Like for a while you could walk into the wilderness in Alaska and like claim land. So it was the last guy that did that legally. He and his wife were just got too old to live there in the middle of nowhere. And they like the BBC made a reality show of people competing to like live in the middle of nowhere.
When was this?
It was earlier this year in like April, but it feels like 5 years ago.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh, so good. I'll have to look it up and we'll post it in the show notes. We're not going to do that.
I mean, that was true of other states at times as well, where like you could just show up and put up stakes and be like, this is mine. And you had to like maintain the land and like actually live on it. You couldn't just like absentee landlord the middle of Nebraska or whatever. That was going on in Alaska until like pretty
it was
recently.
Like the 80s. It was the 80s, I think. Yeah. Maybe the 70s. I don't know.
Because at that point, then like oil companies had bought everything up. But
yeah,
just to encourage people to live in new territories, that was they're like, just show up.
Yeah.
build a fucking hut, whatever. Yeah. It's yours.
Yeah, but you can't do it in Nebraska anymore because Pat Jansen will come and
he claimed everything. That whole state is his.
Tis. All right. Well, you're looking at your homework. What other questions you got there?
Oh, yeah. So let's see. Speaking of First Nations people, what is their relationship with their First Nations people versus like what we did to people that lived here?
I believe only better? Slightly better than ours.
Yeah.
In what regard?
They're like, oh, sorry, we killed you.
They apologize.
Like ours is famously not good.
No.
Still theirs isn't either, but I don't think it was like Trail of Tears level atrocities. And I think there was recently some legislation that would have helped the Indigenous people of Canada that I don't think passed. Ooh. And people were upset about it, or it was some kind of legislation that hurt them. Somebody passed the law and they were mad about it.
So they're kind of shady too.
I mean, it's just like American politics. Keeping up with American politics is so much now. Like, I know Americans historically would get made fun of for like being unaware of what was going on in the rest of the world. And for a long time, sure, like that was just because we didn't pay attention to it. But now it's just like, guys, we have so much going on. We have so much of our own shit to deal with. I can't be like looking up what your prime minister's doing. Is he still handsome? I think so. I think he's still very handsome. Yeah. He might not be. Who knows?
Too many Tim Hortons.
The last time I saw a picture of, was it Justin Trudeau? Right?
I believe so. Unless it changed.
He was covered head to toe in rhinestones and just powdered sugar.
Love it.
It was pretty handsome.
Living
Elvis
his life.
Boyd grew up to lead the nation.
Wow. That's incredible. Let's see. Do they have an import that they're no, like a number one import? Like, what do they give to the world?
You mean export?
Export
maple syrup. Not a joke. That's like no. Like it sounds like a joke, but I believe it's something like 80% of the world's maple syrup comes from Canada.
Really?
I'm pretty sure.
I'm sure logging was a huge industry at some point.
Oh, they love logs up there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And
Timbits.
Vancouver is the Hollywood of Canada, right? They film a lot of movies in Vancouver.
Yeah, right.
What else do I know?
Drake's, number one exporter of Drake's.
Mm-hmm. Avril Lavigne and her secret replacement clone.
Most kids in the hall per capita of any nation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Molson Export is a beer. It's a Canadian beer.
I think we mentioned it last week, but during Prohibition, they're like, you guys want boots? We got boats and there's some lakes. We'll make it happen.
All right. Do they have an official animal? Is there a Canadian?
Oh, it's got to be a
moose.
Beaver,
moose,
a polar
right?
bear, or a moose. Oh, one of those three. Do you think it's like a chimera of the three?
Oh my God, yeah.
A Canadian chimera. It's a moose body with one moose head and one beaver head and one polar bear head.
Or what if it's a body of a moose, tail of a beaver, head of a polar bear?
That would be a big. Is the tail proportional to the body size, or just a regular beaver tail?
Otherwise,
it's going to be a giant body with just like a skin tag hanging off.
No, I want to switch this up anyways. I want head of moose so we get the antlers.
Body the antlers are key, but...
Yeah. Body of polar bear. Body of polar bear, tail of beaver.
Abracadabra. That sounds like a magic witch spell. Okay.
I got it. Body of beaver. Regular beaver size, which is bigger than people realize.
Sure.
Moose head, which is a lot bigger than the body.
Quarter rack.
But little polar bear feet.
Like
it wouldn't be able to stand or move around.
It'd be like a beagle with the giant ears.
It would just be dragging its antlers.
Aww.
It would be the saddest. Saddest little creature around.
I'm in love with it.
That's why I'm not allowed to make animals anymore.
As opposed to when you used to.
Yeah.
Yeah, good times. Good times.
I made ducks. That was me. Yeah. They got weird dicks. I did that. And then they're like, no more. You can't put moose heads on beaver bodies and give
Glenn's
animals
like,
corkscrew dicks.
Glenn, wait. He's like, wait, hold up. Before you take it away from me, I need to invent the cloaca.
Yeah, that's one of mine.
Nature's all in one.
But
I went into the meeting with just a drawing, and it was a circle like in Hudsucker Proxy. But I just went just one hole and then walked out, and they loved it.
Does everything.
So I'm going to say moose is my guess, official animal.
Okay.
I believe the moose is Tim Horton's mascot, and as far as we can tell, that's the most Canadian thing there is.
So yeah.
Tim Horton's.
Corporations rule the nation, so I guess if that's good enough for Tim Hortons, then it...
You guys want to hear my hot Tim Hortons take?
Yeah,
please.
It is no better than Dunkin' Donuts. It is just novelty of the times that I come across it. I get so excited. I will choose it over Dunkin' Donuts anytime I have the option, but
no,
it's basically the same.
It's not a hot take at all. That's just what it is. Yeah.
I mean, our listenership in Canada is going to go right down.
Hmm. I believe at one point we had more people listening to us in the country of Niger than we ever did in Canada, so I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, we were popping off there for a while.
That legit?
For a while.
The statistic?
Oh, we were charting on the comedy podcast charts on Chartable.com in the country of Niger for a good 2 months.
Yeah.
I think we
talked about it too much, and then they saw how needy we were.
Oh, yeah. I don't blame
them. These boys is thirsty for this. We got to stop listening.
Mm-hmm. All right, what else you got, Daniel? We're running out of time on our question and answer segment.
Canadian money, what the fuck?
Explain.
It's great. It's different sizes.
Yeah, loonies and toonies.
Loonies and toonies. Smells like maple syrup, which I thought was a myth for a long time. I found out it's true. It's not on purpose, though. I found that out, too. They didn't
It's not an anti-counterfeiting measure.
They were like, guys, here's what we do. Give it that good stink. I think it's just a product of something that they use in it also is in maple syrup, and it's just, you smell that and it makes you think of maple syrup.
Well, maple syrup has two ingredients. So are they using the maple or are they using the syrup?
Yeah, but it has a lot of complex compounds in it. One of them compounds, daddy. Or it's just there's so goddamn much of it up there.
Yeah. Well, the loonies and toonies are what? $1 and $2 coins.
$1 and $2 coins.
Which are incredibly helpful.
Never really caught on here.
No.
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 I remember one time in college, I went on the subway in New York, and I gave the subway machine a $20 bill to get on the subway, and it gave me back $19 coins. I was like,
Is that the Sacagawea dollar?
It was 19 Sacagawea dollars. It was within a month or whenever when they rolled them out. I was like, God, it's heavy now. It's like you guys are giving me a project to carry around. I can't
balloons.
I can't buy goods and services with this. I'm not Scrooge McDuck.
Oh my God. Now I just want to go swimming.
Go swimming in Sacagawea dollars?
Hell yeah.
Then I think there were George Washington ones later. I think there were George Washington dollar coins. They never caught on here. Change is on its way out, though, altogether. I think we're done with change.
I very rarely use, like, actual... I'm a debit person. Like, money's gross to me.
Yeah, we found $9 in cash the other day, and it's, like, the first cash we've seen in real life since, like...
What do you do with it?
Like, March. I was like, what am I supposed to do with this? Like, it's the like, fuck is... The fuck like is
German
this?
Marks. They're like, this is nothing now.
It's got faces on it.
Yeah.
Well, Daniel, what else do you want to know? Because I think we've got about 5 minutes left tackle your questions before we check out Wikipedia.
What did we not get? What did we not get? Do national creature? Not part of the. Does it go all the way up to the North Pole, or does it end? So, is there something between Canada and the North Pole?
Ooh.
This is a really good question.
I think. I know Antarctica is like not claimed by a country, and like science is like, no, that one's ours, guys.
Yeah, but that's the other way, right? That's south.
I know. So I'm trying to think if there's like an Arctic equivalent region.
Not like a continent. It's
I know, but it might just be like a zone where science is like, guys, up here, this is Santa's.
Santa
owns this part.
That makes sense.
I'm trying to look at it on a map. In my head.
I'm just thinking style. Everybody, like all the globe manufacturers always just cover that part with like a little plastic kind of cover because they don't know the answer. They're like, it's important. It'll make the globe work. No one needs to know. That's a great question, Daniel. I'm going to say no, it does not include
I don't think the North Pole is in Canada, if that's what you're asking.
So there's a border somewhere where this is no longer Canada and this is all something else.
Well, it's interesting too, because the further you get to the Arctic Circle, like land mass becomes an interesting question, right? Because like in the winter months, water freezes over and you can no longer, I mean, like that's just looking for the Northwest Passage, right? Like when they were looking for a way to bring boats there. So like, it's even a question of like, you know, with global warming and everything, like who knows, man?
Kind of like, do you remember that Windows game Ski Free, where after a while the abominable snowman would just come and get you, and that just meant you were playing too long? I think it's like that. If you try to go too far north in Canada, an 8-bit snowman eats you.
All right, we're running out of time, so Glenn, quick rapid fire facts about Canada.
Oh boy. Celine Dion, SCTV, Rick Moranis, the hat that I bought there. Very warm. It's a good hat. They call it a took. Degrassi.
Largest city.
Toronto. Capital city, Ottawa.
It's one of the largest land mass countries with the largest like I believe the second. Behind Russia?
Second to Russia, I believe.
Okay. Hockey. We haven't said... Well, I guess I didn't say the word hockey.
Trailer Park Boys. Man, most of the stuff I know is comedy things that they've exported.
Yeah.
Principal
Export. Comedy shows that Glenn watches. Yeah.
It is funny. Okay. Polite and funny.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel pretty good about it. I mean, this is going to be tough, right?
So we're going to have to... were probably huge in like colonial times for them.
I think we're going to have to really focus on like the intro paragraph of this page and compare it to what we did as like the metric for Daniel, whether or not you think we were better or worse than this Wikipedia page.
Hey.
That's what I'm thinking. But let's take a break. Let's step aside, pay some bills, do some advertisements, maybe for my new podcast about food, the Reach Out podcast. I don't know what the commercial is going to be. Check that out. You should check it out. Link in my Instagram bio. So I don't know. We'll find out. Hey, friends. It's me, John, along with my co-host, Glenn, here on the Improvised Wikipedia podcast. Hi, friend. It's time for another ad read, bud. I was going to say award-winning.
Do you hear how fast my fan is spinning for Zoom?
Yeah.
Is that coming through?
It's really
good.
It did.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm
warming it up.
Warming it up. Well, I don't know. Let's do an ad read, huh?
Let's.
All right. Well, this week's episode is brought to you by computer fans. What? How? How is that even possible?
What?
The makers of computer fans paid us $8 to plug them, and your fan is working overtime right now. That's so crazy how that works.
Are you running a Zoom meeting, which you understand takes some processing power? You are looking at three video feeds at once, but you're surprised at how hot it's making your laptop? Get a computer fan in there.
Is your podcast straight fire? Cool it down with a computer fan.
Are you playing John's mixtape? Get a fan on that bad boy. It's too hot. Ooh, too spicy.
Too hot. You can't handle it. Did you accidentally order medium spice from the Indian restaurant, but you really wanted mild because it was the first time you're eating there and you weren't really sure what their threshold of heat was, and you're like, I don't want them to judge me, so I'm going to say medium, but realistically, I just want to tell them I'm a white person that I can't handle it because my palate will get blown out.
Maybe by palate, you mean butthole later on the next day?
Yep. Yeah, everybody knows I famously call my butthole a palate because where I put my paints.
Are you mining Bitcoin? Get a computer fan. I think it gets very hot. Our friend Parker tried to explain it all to me on a nerd night a while ago, and not a lot of it sunk in, but I know you need a graphics card and a big-ass fan.
Yeah, you gotta chain those blocks.
Block that chain right up.
Boy, speaking of blocking things, don't block a fan because then it won't cool your computer. Fans are the number one way computers are cooled these days. Do you know
some
that?
People do like liquid cooled computers.
Those people are douchebags.
Yeah, are you a lunatic? What kind of time do you have? You're gonna just dump water all over your computer? Insane. Get a fan. What are you trying to hack the Matrix? Just be a person. Get a fan.
Computer. What up? Okay, now we're back. We are back from the break.
We are back.
For those keeping track, yes, you too can advertise on our podcast. That is only $8. Check out our page on Anchor. You can send us a message if you want to get in touch to us, or you could just send us the $8 right on that Anchor page.
Just leave it in an envelope on my porch.
You're not going to know what to do with that cash.
No. Just put it in an envelope. We'll figure it out.
All right. I have in front of me the official Wikipedia page for the country of Canada. There is a Canada disambiguation page. We'll check that out really quick.
So do you mean Goose? No, because that's not named after the country. It's after a guy named John Canada.
So there's a lot of buildings and structures. Canada House, Canada House, Canada Dock, Canada Square.
Well, of course there's buildings in Canada. What are you talking about?
There is an American indie folk pop band called Canada.
That feels like cultural appropriation.
Yeah. So everyone's favorite children's performer from the 80s, Raffi, has a song from his album Banana Phone called C-A-N-A-D-A.
Is Raffi Canadian or is he just rapping about it?
Don't know. There's a Canada glacier in Antarctica. There's Canada Bay in Australia. Canada is the name of numerous ships. Yeah, that's about it.
That's got to get confusing.
Yeah. But we are back on the official page for the country. Here we go. Let's see how we stack up. Canada is a country in the northern part of North America. It's 10 provinces and 3 territories extend from the Atlantic to the Pacific and northward into the Arctic Ocean, covering 9.98 million square kilometers, making it the world's second largest country by total area.
Nailed it.
Yeah. Its southern and western border with the United States, stretching 8,891 kilometers, is the world's longest binational land border.
Canada's and it's girthy.
Capital. Ooh,
that's
it's
important
thick.
Too.
It's a thick, girthy country. Canada's capital is Ottawa, and its three greatest metropolitan areas are Toronto, Montreal, and Vancouver. Various indigenous peoples inhabited what is now Canada for thousands of years before European colonization. Beginning in the 16th century, British and French expeditions explored and later settled along the Atlantic coast. As a consequence of various armed conflicts, France ceded nearly all of its colonies in North America in 1763. In 1867, with the union of the three British North American colonies through Confederation, Canada was formed as a federal dominion of four provinces. This began a creation of provinces and territories and a process for increasing autonomy from the United Kingdom. This widening autonomy was highlighted by the Statute of Westminster in 1931 and culminated in the Canada Act of 1982, which
they put a little statue there though too.
I'm sure.
There's gotta be at least one. It's not a lie.
A moose monster.
There's a statue of Westminster Abbey somewhere in Canada.
Canada Act of 1982, which severed the vestiges of legal dependence on the British Parliament. So that, 1982. That late? Yeah.
That's recent.
That was a year before I popped off.
Oh, it was the same year for me. I'm wondering when Canada Day is, and is it my birthday? I hope so.
So it wasn't until in our lifetimes is when Canada became independent.
Correct.
Shortly before my lifetime.
Wow.
It seemed like it seemed gradual with them. Like they weren't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They didn't.
It was from
the British
from 1867 to 1982. So yeah, it was gradual.
Slow. Like, you know how when you like, you don't want to rip the Band-Aid off, but like you go real slow. They did that, but for like 160 years.
That's how polite they are. They were so polite. Yeah.
They well, you don't want them to be upset with us.
Yeah. Okay, Canada is a parliamentary democracy and a constitutional monarchy in the Westminster tradition, with a monarch and a prime minister who serves as the chair of the cabinet and head of government.
The queen's still the queen, but she's like, she can't do anything.
Well, I mean, that's kind of the same in the UK. She can't really do anything over there either. It's
like, yeah, like if she went to Canada, it would be a big deal.
Yeah.
But she can't go like make laws.
Right. The country is a realm within the Commonwealth of Nations, a member of the Francophonie, and officially bilingual at the federal level.
Oh, yeah, we did not say that, but probably should have.
Yeah. It ranks among the highest in international measurements of government transparency, civil liberties, quality of life, economic freedom, and education. Yeah, Canada's pretty great.
It's pretty dope. Mm-hmm.
It's one of the world's most ethnically diverse and multicultural nations, the product of large-scale immigration from many other countries. Canada's long and complex relationship with the United States has had significant impact on its economy and culture. As a highly developed country, Canada has the 17th highest nominal per capita income globally, as well as the 13th highest ranking in the Human Development Index. Its advanced economy is the 10th largest in the world, relying chiefly upon its abundant natural resources and well-developed institutional trade networks. Canada is a part of several major international and intergovernmental institutions or groupings, including the UN, NATO, the G7, the Group of 10, the G20, the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, and the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum. End of opening section.
Canada's just got like a bunch of friends, huh?
Yeah, well, I mean, they're gosh darn delighted.
Everybody. We did not talk about the bilingual thing.
We didn't talk about their flag.
That was a big miss. Oh, yeah, no, we didn't.
We didn't mention the Maple Leaf flag, red and white.
We did not even say, oh, Canada.
The national anthem, oh, Canada. I know.
It's our home and native
land. The official motto? The official motto of Canada is Mari Iuscu ad Mare, from sea to sea, is what the Latin translates to.
Manifest destiny shit too, huh?
Yeah.
Does it hit the animal note? Who's the magic animal?
Who's the king? Who's the animal king of Canada? Sorry, or queen.
Okay, I'm going to go to the culture section. Symbols. All right. Canada's national symbols are influenced by natural, historical, and indigenous sources.
Yeah,
the use of the maple leaf as a Canada symbol. It dates to the early 18th century. The Canadian coat of arms are closely modeled after the United Kingdom with French and distinctive Canadian elements replacing some of the more traditional. Other prominent symbols include the sports of hockey and lacrosse, the beaver, the Canada goose, the common loon, the Canadian horse. But it doesn't say official animal, national animal.
Huh.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think, so you're comparing that to obviously our bald eagle.
Probably, yeah.
I'm not seeing it.
Just Google National Animal of Canada.
Yeah.
Just shortcut that.
Beaver shows up on Canada.ca. It just says beaver was given official status as an emblem of Canada. They passed a law that said the beaver is an emblem of Canada.
Well, I'm sure they did that for the eagle here,
but it's just straight up adorable. Cute little beaver picture on there.
The beaver fucking theme, though, Jack. So, nature's lumberjack. Nature's logger. With the logging theme, so.
Nature's lumberjack.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cute.
So I can.
It's like the end. It's the end. And it's like the
national
end of Dexter.
Horse.
Yeah. After he's done killing.
The Canada horse is the national horse.
Is it?
They have a lot of official symbols.
Right.
There's the beaver, the maple
Just hold
leaf.
On. Hold on, Glenn. Are you on Wikipedia right now?
I'm on Canada.ca.
Okay. All right. So this does not count towards the Wikipedia page.
No.
This is just us. This is us
trying to get a ruling
credit.
On.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only one listed here is the beaver.
That's interesting.
Works for me. Hmm.
But if you're looking for a moose, that's where you're going to want to go.
Totally.
Cool.
Well, I mean, I feel like we answered most of your questions, Daniel. How are you feeling with our attempt? Do you think we were better than Wikipedia, the same as Wikipedia, or slightly worse than Wikipedia?
I'd say you were thorough and minimally as good. I mean, you guys seem to be correct about everything. It all checked out.
I did name the three biggest cities.
Yeah.
Whiffed it on the provinces and territories.
Yeah, and also, like, I don't know that we didn't say O Canada once, and I feel like...
No. We didn't specifically mention the bilingual thing, but we did talk about speaking French in Montreal, so I'm going to count that.
Yeah. I didn't ask about the song, so you're fine with that. Don't panic.
I'm trying to find a list of the provinces. You would think it would be on here.
10 of them.
And three territories.
You would think it would be like just listed out somewhere pretty. Here we go. Provinces and territories. Let's click on this map. All right. So we've got Newfoundland and Labrador, Prince Edward Island, Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, Quebec, Ontario, Manitoba, Saskatchewan, Alberta, British Columbia, Yukon, Northwest Territories, Nunavut, and Iqaluit.
So we missed some, but we didn't. I don't think we got any wrong. I think all the ones we said were there. Even Prince Edward Island from my boy there.
Yeah.
Pulling that one out. Yeah. I should have gotten New Brunswick because that's also a town in New Jersey.
Yukon and Alberta, I'm a little disappointed.
I think I said.
I don't know. I'll take a tie. UConn, I don't feel like we did better, but I think we held our own as relatively good southern neighbors.
I feel comfortable with that.
Yeah.
You
I'm always willing to learn more about Canada.
Yeah.
Unless it's in a book. Ugh.
I'd like to know more personally, in person, across the border. So until that happens, I'm just going to have to do with you guys.
Yeah, I'd like to go back to Canada.
Maybe one day.
Someday.
Help us, Joe Biden. You're our only hope.
I can't even leave my state now, apparently.
Oh, boy. Well, Daniel, normally we would ask if you had anything to plug, but the world is on fire, and I don't know that you do, but go for it. Do you have anything you want to plug?
I have a news program, the nightly news at whatever time it happens to be with some of my staycation mates. And we're also guesting Janir and Erica are going to be joining us this round. I think it's December 11th. Watch for ads for that, for our silly news show.
Got a website, steelstacks.org/comedy, probably?
Probably.
Yeah.
All right. And your Hollywood Square show, I think, works so well as a Zoom show.
Thank you.
Like, I know you did it before the pandemic, but it just works so well in that format. If anybody's looking for a comedy show to watch on Zoom, keep an eye out for the next one of that. It's a very fun show, and it works very well just having a bunch of faces on the screen.
It does. It's a perfect it's the whole the squares thing. I couldn't have asked for a better format. So it was a great marriage. I do not have an active date for that, but there should be one coming up soon.
Yeah, you've done a bunch, right? That'll probably happen again.
We did a Halloween show.
Glenn, anything to plug?
I don't think it's official yet, but sometime in January, Tyler Rothrock and I will be hosting a reading of the animation script that I wrote called World's Dad.
Very cool.
That'll be fun.
Very cool. I'm going to plug, Glenn and I decided we are going to watch the Netflix show Queen's Gambit.
You haven't seen it?
No, don't spoil it for us. We're gonna
do it. I've already seen it.
I don't know that I want to do this. We were going to do a podcast about
episode we can still do episode. It. I rewatched episode one today, so we could do it.
It's beautiful.
Oh, I haven't watched it yet.
Beautiful.
All right. Well, we're going to do that, and it's going to be a podcast, and we don't have a name for it. Well, Daniel, what should Glenn and I call our Queen's Gambit podcast?
The Pawn's Niblet.
The Pawn's Niblet, baby.
I don't hate it.
I don't either. So keep your ears out for the Pawn's Niblet. And I didn't forget, we're going to end this episode like we like to end a lot of our episodes. Daniel Moyer, wanted to learn about Canada. So if you had to update the Canada Wikipedia page with a fake or jokey fact, what would you do?
I would say that it has the highest amount of child Elvis impersonators on the face of the planet. On Solid. The planet.
Yeah, you nailed it.
Full of Elvis children.
Every and easily Elvis. The reigning champ for child Elvis impersonators in the last 20 years has been a Canadian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't beat it.
No. They're a powerhouse. They're like Russian chess in the 70s, John.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I was just going to say the same thing, but you beat me to it. Like a good old Pawn's Niblet.